The Monticello School District proudly presents the Monticello Alumni Spotlight.
My name is Brad Freitag. I graduated from Monticello in the class of 1993, and I am currently a chiropractor. The first question, thinking back to your time as a student, is there a teacher or class that inspired you the most? I think the teacher that was most inspirational to me was Sue McGuire. She taught, over the years, humanities, English, Spanish, and no matter the content that she was teaching, she always exuded a great level of passion. And I also had the opportunity to know her children because they were around my age, and you could tell that she was very well-rounded as a professional and as a community member, mother, and I found that to be impressive. I think it's notable also to mention that there were two teachers I had that currently inspire me, and they are Lynn Lederman and Bob Voss. They inspire me because of their unselfishness and service to the community, because they too are such passionate individuals, both with respect to the community doing well, to still just making sure that they're helping people as much as they can. How has your education influenced or helped you in your life, college, or career? When you're educated by such great role models, I think it affects, you know, all categories of the rest of your life beyond high school. Teachers that I was fortunate enough to have, you know, didn't just teach you their curriculum. They instilled confidence in you. They taught you leadership values, work ethic, empathy, morals. There's been no part of my life or career that hasn't been made better because of the education that I received in Monticello. The next question is, share one of your favorite memories. In elementary, Christmas concert. It was always very well attended by all families. You know, everybody was dressed nicely. Everybody was excited for the holidays. And as a kid, you always looked forward to this goodie bag that the Gempler family, that has Gempler Supermarket, was always kind enough to provide. And it was a brown paper bag filled with shelled peanuts, an apple, an orange, and a Hershey candy bar. And I don't care who you are, if you went to school at Monticello and you participated in the Christmas concerts, you looked forward to that bag of goodies. The next question, what advice or words of wisdom would you give to a current Monticello student? I think I would start with encouraging current students to make sure that they share their authentic self with people. You know, don't be somebody that you're not because somebody else wants you to be that. Just make sure that you are your authentic self. To surround yourself with people who have character attributes that you want to grow in. You know, you will become like those around you. So be careful and be smart about who you surround yourself with. Lastly, I would say, remember, just because you're from a small town doesn't mean you can't have big dreams. In fact, I think the best place to begin achieving big dreams is in a small town. The explanation for that answer correlates with my answer to this next question, which is there anything else you would like to share about your time while attending school in Monticello? I think something that resonates with me in thinking back is that growing up in Monticello, you really got a firsthand experience with the old cliche of it takes a village to raise a child. I always felt like you had the support of a lot of people. And because you always had the support of a lot of people, you had good chances of achieving big dreams, even though that you were in a small town. Because at the end of the day, it's about helping each other get better every day. And I feel like I was very fortunate in being able to grow up in a community where that happened.
You have just heard the Monticello Alumni Spotlight. To learn more about the Monticello School District, please visit their website at monticello.k12.wi.us.